Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for the Upcycle Canada podcast.
Yes.
We are actually ending up the end of the year, 2021. We have another podcast after this, which will end off our season one.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed season one
so far? Yes.
Good. So have I. You're a great co-host, by the way.
It's a pleasure.
For somebody who is relatively unknown to podcasting and listening to podcasts.
Yes.
You've definitely stepped up and you've found your spot.
It's like I have my own, but yet I don't listen to them very often.
Well, you should.
I should. Yes.
Definitely listen to this one.
I know that listening to podcasts has definitely improved me in many ways, like how to be a better person for one, and just managing my people where I work, like just thinking about things, like it's definitely beneficial.
It's great for learning, but I also like it for entertainment.
Yeah.
So I listen to the Rob Lowe, literally with Rob Lowe.
Yes.
It's a great podcast. Yes. He has superstars on talking to them. They take you behind the scenes. They have one with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And listening to him talk about Back to the Future and how he wasn't first pick for the actor role.
It's crazy.
His middle initial isn't J.
No.
Like, there's so much you learn from these people. And to have somebody like Rob Lowe, who we loved on Parks and Recreation. Favorite show.
Literally.
And that's actually where he got that tagline from that TV
from
show.
The show.
So that's what he calls his podcast. So I love it for entertainment,
that's
too.
That's right.
Now, I have more downtime because I work a night shift, like I've mentioned many, many, many times. And I work by myself at a store stocking shelves to help pay for the store.
Yeah, you're by yourself. You're not alone in the store. But
no,
yeah,
I'm in my
aisle.
There's
other people there, but you're in your own aisle.
Yeah, so for you, though, you're a boss.
I'm
so
a boss.
You have people coming to you and you can't be listening to podcasts while you're at work.
No.
So I have 8 hours where I'm paid to listen to a podcast. Great.
That's
plan.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I love that.
You except probably for the laugh out loud sometimes if you.
Yeah. Oh, there's hilarious stuff. He had Mike Myers on and Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just like, I'm having so much fun listening to all of these guys. So for me, podcasts are a great learning tool, great entertainment tool. And there is an unlimited amount of podcasts out there to listen to learn from, to enjoy. So if listening to a podcast is not your thing, hopefully it is because you're listening to us right now. Thank you. But share it with people. Let people know about podcasts because it is growing and growing and growing.
It's amazing.
In popularity.
You know, I know, like, personally, like, life, like, a lot of people are like, I'm too busy. Like, I don't have time to sit down and read a book anymore. You don't have to. You can, while you're cooking, for instance, or you're in your kitchen or you're cleaning, or you're busy doing stuff, you can listen to a podcast and still get your work done. Like, your housekeeping stuff or whatever. Like, I think, oh, I don't have time to sit down and read something, but I can listen all day
long. And
what's
cool, too, is you can pause it. So the phone rings and you're like, oh, pause.
Pause.
You can do whatever you need to do and you can come back to it.
Yeah.
You missed what they said. You weren't paying attention. You can rewind. Like, it's completely on your time schedule. And whatever works for you.
That's right.
What we're going to do for our last podcast of the year for 2021, which will launch around Boxing Day, 26th of December. We usually try to launch them on Sunday mornings around 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Because we're crazy that way. But no, it's just how we set it up.
I'm not awake.
No, we're not even. Well, I'm at work.
You're still working.
You're sleeping. So anyways, we launch them in the mornings on Sundays every week. We're probably going to pre-record that one. And what we're going to do is do our best of from season one.
Yeah.
So we started back in October.
That's right.
Mid-October and all the way till now. So we're going to take little snippets and little things that we talked about, little stories and kind of a summary. and just kind of any homage, nice word, an homage to all of our past episodes for 2021. And maybe
sneak peeks or possibilities of what's coming next year.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to work on for the last. So this is technically our last full episode.
Yes.
On its own for 2021.
That's right.
So it is getting to be that time of year, holiday time of year.
Yes.
People are thinking about giving gifts to each other and being more giving in general.
I think in general, like you said, and just being mindful of those who've maybe lost someone or caring and just considering the people next door, you know.
People are a little more free with their money this time of year. And we've all been stuck in our homes for the last 2 years, roughly, with all the things going on in the world. So for here in Canada, we still have all the different things going on. So people are kind of hoping to help each other, I would think, this time of year.
Yes.
So what we wanted to kind of look at was one of a blog post that we posted. Oh, gee. This was back in 2020.
Oh, December 2nd. I saw it said December, but I didn't realize it was 2020.
So
a year ago.
We've been doing blog posts for a while.
Yes.
If you don't know, we do a blog, and they do kind of feed into our podcast.
That's right.
As far as topics. So you can go to our website, upcyclecanada.ca, click on the blog section, and then you'll see all of our blog posts going back in time. But we had just a really short one back on December 2nd. And we just talked about Upcycle Canada giving back during the holidays.
That's right.
And what we want to do today is we're just going to go over like five things that you can consider doing at holiday time to help others and to give back from your abundance.
Right.
Okay. So that's kind of what we're going to discuss today. So we found a quote. We love always starting with a quote because it kind of helps again level set and explain where our minds are at as we enter the podcast episode and topic. So yes. Jen, what do you got today?
So we are talking about doing acts of kindness to some degree. So this quote is, small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world.
Single act on its own could change the world.
It's like a domino effect.
And how connected we are in the world right now with social media and the internet, and the world is on our phones in our pocket.
Yeah.
Like you can interact with anybody anywhere. People are listening to us in 17 different countries.
I know.
From our living room. So the world is a small place.
It feels like it's become a small place. Yeah.
We've connected with people we would never, ever connect with.
No. We'll never travel the world.
So there's a lot of possibilities out there. And it's interesting. A story I remember from years ago was, there was this old man walking along the ocean. Waves are rolling in, rolling back out. And he sees this boy walking towards him from a distance, stopping, picking something up and chucking it into the ocean. And they're coming toward each other. And so this old man is watching this boy randomly pick up things and throw them in the ocean, not knowing what he's doing.
Right.
And as he gets closer, he realizes that the tide had come in and gone back out and left starfish all over the beach.
Wow.
And it's early in the morning. Midday, the sun will be out in full force, and all of these starfish are going to die.
Right.
Because now they're out of their element, they're out of the water, they're on the beach. And this boy is picking up these starfish and just flinging them back in the ocean.
Right.
One at a time.
Seems silly, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the old man and the boy finally meet face to face as they walk towards each other. And the old man finally realizes what this boy's doing.
Right.
And he stops the boy mid tossing of the next starfish into the ocean. He stops him and says, what are you doing? And the boy's like, oh, I'm just throwing the starfish back in the ocean. They're everywhere. They're all over the beach, hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And the old man's like, look around you. This is an incredibly unattainable task.
Right.
There's more starfish on this beach than you will ever, ever be able to save. It's not important. And with those words,
don't waste your time, basically.
Yeah, don't waste your time. It's not important. You could be doing something better with your time. And with those words, the boy picked up the next starfish off the beach, and he said, it might not be important to all of them, but it's important to this one. And he threw it into the ocean.
And then he picked up the next one.
Right. And then he continued from there.
Wow.
But that's the simple act of one small act means something to somebody.
That's right.
Right? Doesn't matter if you can't do everything, you can do something. And that's what going into the holiday season, no matter what, where you are in the world and how you celebrate, and if you even celebrate at this time of year, like we do in Canada, right, coming into Christmas and the holiday season, as a person, you can celebrate and be a holiday-spirited person in your everyday life, in how you give back and how you support people, right, and how you make a difference for that starfish.
That's right.
By chucking it back in the ocean.
That's right, yeah.
It means something to this starfish.
Yeah.
It means something to that person, to that community. You can do some simple things.
Yeah. And so some of the things I think of is like everybody has something they're good at. And so regardless of what that is, and it might seem small to you, but what is that thing that you know how to do that you could maybe help someone with? Don't be afraid to like fill the meters in the parking or something like that. Just put some coins. Like, don't let people get a parking ticket. Do like little small acts that it don't have to be recognized either. You know, like we can do acts of kindness not to get gratification for it. You don't do it with that intention. You do it because it's out of the goodness of your heart and you want to help that next
person. One thing I've been watching online, I don't really know the motives behind all of this, but it's just super popular right now, is a guy goes by Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
On YouTube. And I've just been watching a few of his videos, and it's pretty amazing some of the things that he's doing. So he will go in, and like I saw one, he bought the entire contents of a sporting goods store. He bought everything. He grabbed all the buggies and he just started going down the aisles and loading them all up. He bought everything. He cleaned out the entire store.
That's
there was nothing
ridiculous.
Left. Ridiculous. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. And then at one point he invited all the local coaches from all the local high schools in,
yes,
and said, grab a cart, anything you want, it's free. And he paid for it.
Yeah.
Like full price, right, for everything.
That's so extreme.
So the business sold everything in their store.
Yes.
We're talking like $80,000+ worth of inventory gone. And U-Haul trucks parked up outside and just loading it up.
Yeah.
He went to a grocery store and bought aisles and aisles and aisles of food.
Yeah.
And donated all the food to shelters.
That's right.
He'd call up a homeless shelter and ask them for their wish list of everything they need. And then he would go buy it and drop it off and then give them cash.
Yeah.
Like that's the extreme, obviously. Like, I don't have $80,000 to go clean out a store today.
No.
But
you might have $20 to pay for somebody's food in your line at the drive-thru.
So we're going to do five things that you can do to give back during the holiday season or in your everyday life.
That's right.
So number one, if you have a skill or a talent,
that's right,
give it away for nothing.
Share it.
How about somebody's really good with Instagram or social media?
That's right.
So you can go help somebody who has no idea how to do that, right?
Perfect, yeah.
For free.
That's right.
You can go to a nonprofit and just go volunteer your day and go in there and help them with their Instagram. Get them up and running.
That's right.
Okay? Yeah. That's a simple one.
Yeah.
Right?
I think of a community, like a local community charity, like that will help their community, like a food bank.
Yeah.
Why not go downtown and either donate or food or donate your time?
Like, yeah. Provide something to somebody that they need out of the abundance of what you know.
That's right.
Right? So that's something you can do. So that was number one. Number two, Jen, what could we do as a person, not a business, but as a person to impact the lives of people around us?
I think that by setting an example of maybe sort of being that initial person to start something, for instance, going through the drive-thru at a restaurant, you know, why not, if you've got some extra cash, why not, here's an additional $20 or whatever it is you have in your pocket. It could be $100, it could be more. And, you know, you pay for your coffee or whatever you're going through for, your meal, and then here's an additional dollar amount to pay for the next people that are coming through.
I remember doing that for people in line.
Yeah, I've done it.
And too. You're excited because you know what you've done for the person behind
you.
You
almost want to see the response before you leave the...
Sometimes you can because you have to go. They push you through.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... Or I've been on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up with my money in my hand and like, nope, this one's free.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
It catches you off guard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And in a way, you're like, you're already ready to pay. So it's like, well, I'll just pay for the next one behind me.
Yeah,
and you
exactly
assert this you create this circle.
A little domino.
Of giving. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So little things.
Little things.
Just small little things that you can do.
That's right.
So just initiate it. Start the ball rolling.
Exactly.
We've talked about it many, many times in different podcasts too, where normal people don't take the extra steps. They're happy being normal. Happy just being in the same thing and not overstepping and taking the big leap ahead.
Yeah.
Right? When you take the step forward and you initiate change by being a good example to others, then it becomes more easy for the next person to follow.
It's like a ripple effect.
They follow your lead.
That's right.
Right? So if you're driving today and you're listening to the podcast, or you will be driving today or tomorrow, and you have the opportunity to pull up to that window and pay for your order, and there's a car rumbling behind you, pay for their order.
That's right.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just tell the person there, I'd like to pay for the car behind me.
That's right.
You will change somebody's day. Even if it's only for a moment, you will change their day and their outlook on life. They might be having the worst day ever, and your simple act will have an impact on
them. That's right.
Pick up the starfish, throw it in the ocean.
Totally. Okay.
So that was number two. So number three, Jen.
Yes.
Is a total disruptor. So number two was about disrupting one person's day and changing their outlook on their day. But number three is even more disruptive by doing something for somebody else. A situation and example that from our past?
Yes,
definitely. Not to promote ourselves, but something that confused us.
That's right.
Because we were helping somebody.
Yes.
But the response from the neighbors was what?
Was just like, what on earth are you doing that for? Like, it's not your yard. Like,
so what were we doing?
So basically, we had three young children, and we were cutting our grass, and we noticed that our neighbor beside us was on his own and had struggled. Health problems. And his grass was getting, like, long.
People were complaining how terrible his yard looked.
And so I'm like, well, I got time. You know, I've got a lawnmower. It works. Why not just go up and down his yard? And our yards were big.
They were huge. We had two properties, basically.
Yeah.
Side by side.
Between
that was one
three,
lot.
The two of our properties was
deep.
Equal to three.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I remember the one neighbor kitty corner from us in the backyard. He came out to me and said, what on earth are you doing? And I'm like, I'm cutting his grass. He's like, why? And I'm like, because I can. Like, it's, you know.
You should.
And because it's like, well, no, he's. It's like, have you talked to them? Like, do you realize that he maybe can't? You know, and so that was the thing. He's like, I can't believe you're doing that. So then it became like, oh, hey, you know, and then he offered me a drink, you know, at some point because he thanked me. The neighbor now was happy to see that his yard looked good.
Yeah.
Right? So
it came full circle for us.
That's right.
So we help people.
That's right.
And now we're both working crazy hours just to keep the store going keep our careers on. And everything else, we're working
ridiculous
insane
hours.
Amount of hours. And our front yard is now
full of
the not the most popular place in our neighborhood. And our neighbor across the street came and helped us.
That's right. I was on my way out of the house again. Like we're gone more than we're home. And he was raking our other neighbor's yard in the rain, raking the leaves down to the end of the yard to the road. And he stopped me and said, hey, if you have time, you know, and you want to rake your leaves down to the end of the road, I'll pick them up, scoop them up, and I'll dump them somewhere else. And I said, well, I'm out of the house now till whatever. You know, but thanks for the offer. I appreciate it. And so I came home and the yard was clean. So I realized later on that the neighbors had done it. And almost a week later, I was able to just reach out to him and thank him for his kindness, because the fact that we're so busy, you know, and he did this in the rain was just like, wow. Like,
very
you have
kind.
No
yeah.
idea how thoughtful that was for us just to consider taking care of that for
so
that day.
So a simple act of helping somebody in need. They can't do something because of whatever. They're busy or they physically can't do it. Whatever it is, but you step in and fill the need.
Yeah.
Simple thing you can do at a holiday time to help somebody. So consider that.
Even even friendships. Maybe there's someone you haven't seen for a while, or you just, you know, it's a neighbor. Again, go knock on their door and just say hi and just, you know, here's a Christmas card, like, or something. It doesn't have to be of any expense. Just go around and say hi, or walk through your neighborhood and just try to acknowledge people. Don't be afraid to say hi and put a smile on their face.
Good. So we're going to go to number four. So as number four, let's talk about charities for a moment.
Right.
So all year, consistently, charities give. They support the community. They raise money for events. They give away products or services to help people.
Right.
And they do it under tight budgets, under volunteers. They have a lot of things they have to struggle with.
Yeah.
So this time of year, we would encourage everyone to think about their local charities, whatever they are, and how they can support them financially, with time, with donations. You could do something just for their team and bring them snacks or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Order a bunch of pizzas and have them delivered, or donuts and baked goods or something for their staff, just to celebrate for all of the hard work that's happened.
That's right.
Over the year.
Yeah.
Right. So consider your local charities. Consider anything that you can do to help them.
Right. So
that would be one thing that I would suggest.
Yeah.
One of the challenges that we put out last year was to reduce the amount of money you spend on wrapping paper for your Christmas presents.
I remember that.
We're going to talk about it again this year on our social media sites. So let's just use fake numbers here. Let's say you spend $60 a year on wrapping paper and ribbons.
Right.
To wrap up your presents. All that wrapping paper gets ripped apart on Christmas morning, thrown in a garbage bag, and sent to the landfill.
Yeah, because wrapping paper isn't recyclable.
So there's a lot of things there that make us at Upcycle Canada sweat. It's a lot of things we don't enjoy there. So our challenge last year to people was to use the free want ads and newspapers and advertisements that come to your home.
Right.
And wrap your presents in those.
Yeah.
A, because they're free.
Right.
Which is what we are all about.
Yes.
And B, all of that newsprint and all that stuff, those flyers, are
recyclable. Yes.
They will not go to waste.
There's no expense in the beginning, and there's nothing going to the landfill.
No. So if you wrap your presents in free newspapers and advertisements, you just save yourself, say, $60. For example,
$60. That's right.
What can you do with that $60?
Right.
Maybe you donated that $60 from your wrapping paper funds to a charity.
That's right.
Now you're like, well, it's only $60. It's only one starfish. See where we're going with that?
Every dollar matters.
To a charity, every single penny, dollar, every amount matters.
Yes.
So don't have in your mind that my gift is too small and it won't be. It's not required. It is required.
Yeah. It's like throwing that stone in the ripple effect. It just takes one small act.
And like your quote.
Yes.
Right?
And when it's multiple.
Millions of people do small things. That's when big change happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. I love the Mr. Beast story we talked about. One person doing big things and making a big change for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But if you're not that person.
Which most of us aren't.
You can do small things.
Yeah.
With a lot of people and make a big change.
That's right.
Right? So that's our challenge. If you do celebrate Christmas and you wrap presents, whether you wrap some or all or even one with recycled materials, you are diverting stuff from the landfill.
Saving money.
Saving money. And you're using recyclable materials.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah,
it's not going to be as gorgeous and pretty on Christmas morning.
No color theme and so on. But
if you can get past that, and you care about the environment. Sorry for that little
jab there. You're going to get ink on your hands, you know, because of the newsprint. Well, you just wash your hands when you're done. That's okay.
So that's our challenge.
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about it on our social media platforms. But we're throwing it out there.
That's right.
If you're up for it, try it. Take the extra money and donate it.
And then
that's number four.
And then, like, tell the next person to do it, you know? give them the challenge.
Okay, we're going to jump to number five. All right, so we talked about four things, four ideas so far.
Yes.
Last one, I'm working, volunteered to work at my job over Christmas.
Right.
Holidays. A lot of other people on my shifts have younger families and they want to be home, so I'm available, so I'm going to work through the holiday. But people who work over the holidays, think of first responders in the hospital, our nurses, our doctors,
garbage men
who work no matter what, people deliver our mail. There's so many different people that work over all of the holidays who don't get recognized.
No.
A small starfish idea that has a big impact on people.
Right.
Another example I saw was a lady who makes a lunch for every week for her garbage collectors. Mm. They pull up, there's a bag hanging off that gets her mailbox, and they grab the lunch, throw it in the cab, and there's drinks and snacks and whatever, and she makes them every week faithfully, and they know that it's there for
them. That's crazy.
Like, talk about something that's not broadcast to the world, posted on social media, look at me, what I... How great I am, I do something nice for people.
Yeah.
But something that's faithfully done on a regular basis that helps people, that should be our attitude going into celebrating and giving back to our community.
Yeah. And I mean, some of it is even as simple as like where in your neighborhood with the crossing guard, you know, at your kids crossing the street and maybe it's cold outside.
Your school bus driver.
Yeah, school bus driver or anything. Just get them a hot drink. You know, in the summertime, I mean, it's now the season we're talking about at the moment, but even in the summertime when it's hot out and you see the workers or the garbage men or whatever coming by, give them a bottle of water. Yeah. Like there's nothing, just share with your neighborhood and the community, and especially those who have to work the holidays. That's tough. It's tough. Everybody wants to be home.
Everything about social media today is about myself.
Mm.
It's a selfie.
Yeah.
It's not a UE.
No.
It's a selfie.
Yeah.
So it's about me.
Yeah.
So people are taking photos of themselves, they're videoing themselves, they're doing the TikTok dances of themselves. Everything's about me. Mm-hmm. Me, instant gratification.
Yeah.
So it seems that at holiday time, people put that on pause to some degree. And start seeing other people around them and the needs and the experiences of those around them in community. And for a moment, step outside of themselves and help others.
Right.
That's our challenge going into any holiday season.
That's right.
No matter where you celebrate, where in the 17 countries you're listening to us, whatever that holiday season is for you, is to consider these as examples, as ways where you can adapt what we're talking about and apply them to your situation.
Exactly.
So that at the end of the day, as we talk about the starfish on the beach, you're picking up these one at a time. And it might seem like it's impossible that you're going to have an impact on the entire beach littered with starfish. And most of them are going to not make it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have people that are going to come up to you and tell you that your efforts are useless.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting your time. You're cooking dinner for police. You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You're giving money to a charity. You're wasting your time. Doing all these things. You're buying food for the person behind you in the drive-thru. You're wasting your time. But you pick up that starfish, and you're not wasting any time with this one.
No.
And you toss it in the ocean.
That's right.
It matters to this one.
Yeah.
And you pick up the next one. It matters to this one. That's perspective. And I think if you have that perspective in life, if you can focus on that, whether you're building a business, you're building a family, you're building relationships, you're building your community, whatever that is, it will help and serve you well as a person. And as you start this race and continue your race, it will come back and help you towards your finish line.
Right.
Right.
Very good.
So as we end off 2021, think about your starfish. Think about those examples in your life and how you can have an impact on the people around you.
Yes.
And that's the challenge.
Yeah.
What can you do practically? Maybe one of these five, maybe something else.
Yeah.
But at least now you're thinking about it.
Right.
And now let's put action behind the thought. So what can you do today to change one person's life? And so, if that person, if somebody comes to you after this and says it doesn't matter, you're not going to have an impact, remember, it matters for the one.
Yes, right.
And if everybody, millions of people, act for the one person that they can help, we will help millions of people.
Absolutely.
It's simple.
It's so easy.
So don't think because you're not rich or famous or a YouTube star with money and you can help people in a huge way and gain lots of attention. You might help somebody today or tomorrow and no one else will know. And if that you're okay with that, good. You've helped somebody.
Right.
And if you go home and you think at the end of the day, wow, but did it really mean anything? It did. Because it meant something to that one
that's
person.
Right.
And that's all you can do. So next week we're going to do our year-end wrap-up.
Yep.
And we're going to go through and talk about our best of.
Yep.
Some of our highlights of things that we thought we enjoyed and we want to reshare with you again. Little clips and things from our past podcasts. And looking forward to 2022, Jen.
Yes, absolutely.
So we've been doing this since October.
I know.
2022, we're going to go all the way through.
That's so cool.
52 weeks, 52 episodes.
I know.
Plus, you never know.
You never know.
Maybe some great interviews, too.
So, I know. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So have a good week.
Yes.
Everyone listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Alrighty. Take care.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.